lucky for you. That's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you. I can barely breathe.
What we're into. It's our chance to share with you things we think are cool, interesting, that you might like, and you can do the same thing. Let us know. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, or send us a tweet. We like to retweet you and talk about those at Joe and Alex Show. Let's kick things off with producer Porkchop this week, man. What are you into?
I am into an app called Snap Shift. That's SnapShyft.
Okay, I thought you swore for a second. Okay, what is SnapShyft?
It's an app, kind of like Craigslist, but where you could go get jobs. Like, for instance, I'm looking right now, and it says, this weekend, a bartender is needed. $200 pay from 6 p.m. to midnight.
Wow.
Is that good money?
Yeah, that's very... I mean, that's good, yeah.
I didn't know you can randomly hire bartenders. Don't you have to have, like, a special license
or
skills or
you
something?
Do.
Alex
tell
shows
you.
Up. She's like, I like fruity drinks. That's yeah. what I'm making.
No, you need... There are some that you need certain qualifications and things. In certain states, you need certain liquor license. For instance, you could do this one. Tonight, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., a dishwasher is needed, and you get $55.
Oh.
Now, do I need to have a license for that to wash dishes?
And I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, you have to upload, like, your legal stuff, you know, like your ID, W-2
stuff.
Oh, they
want me to actually pay taxes and stuff?
Right.
I'm out. No, thank you. What about you, Alex? What are you into this week?
So I actually have an app also. It's called the Goodreads app, and it's book reviews, and it helps you, like, find books and keep track of all the books that you're reading. So if you're a reader like I am, and I'm I like fiction, so that's my type of books, by the way, if
I get
you
confused.
Were curious.
So fiction is real, right?
No, it's not real.
God, I honestly, like, still struggle. So nonfiction is real,
so
and fiction is fake.
One thing that I always want to know is, like, you know, if I liked this book, what other books would I like? So this helps you explore book lists and new genres. You can give and get book recommendations. You can see what your friends are reading. You can keep track of books that you want to read and books that you've already read. So in my app, I have a list of all the books that I've already read in case I forgot. And it just kind of helps inspire you to read more. You can set challenges for yourself. You can join little book clubs with other people. It's really, really awesome. So that is the Goodreads app.
Are you currently reading anything right now?
Yeah, I am reading. What is it called? Something When the Crawdads Sing or something like that. It's by Delia Owens. It's a Reese Witherspoon book club book is what I'm reading.
Okay. Yeah. Get your ECPC on. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? What are you into?
I'm really into this show on Netflix. It's a remake of the old show Queer Eye for the
Straight Guy.
Okay. Yeah, it's Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. So it's a remake of it. So it's out with two seasons. It started like 2 years ago, and it's five gay guys, and they all have different things that they are expertise on, like fashion. There's grooming, so hair, beard, skincare. There's decor. Oh. There's food and wine. And then there's culture.
Part of your makeover is you food and wine?
Yeah, so they teach you how to cook.
Right.
They teach you how to cook, just kind of like making you a better person.
That's fun.
And so it's a whole makeover show, and it's so funny, and they just make over all these different people, and it's like so much more than just a makeover show, too. They're just so funny.
I heard it was emotional.
It does. It can
really?
Get emotional. Yeah, I cried.
Well, I think you make a transformation of mine. Lindsay, my wife, wants to watch it, and she wants me to. Do you think, like, would your boyfriend watch it? Would I watch it?
No, my boyfriend would not watch it because he just would not be into it. He's not into, like, makeover and stuff like that. You would like it, I think.
I think
that you would be obsessed with the tips. Like, you would start. I think it could help you.
Maybe
what if it's a whole new Joe? It's
like, I really
what happened
do.
To him?
Maybe they'll be the ones to finally get him to shave his beard.
I'm literally actually, like, not even kidding. I'm going to sign you up for this show.
Well, see, I kind of lean on Porkchop to represent, like, to have that eye for me, and he hasn't really done anything.
So the hosts are gay, but the people that, if you want to get a makeover, you don't necessarily have to be gay. You can be straight,
you can be
gay, or whatever,
straight,
right?
Okay. Trans.
Then let's
whatever.
Sign Joe up.
All right. Sounds like a Lady Gaga song. And for me, I've talked about this before, but I've never done it for what we're into. I watched it again, even though I've already watched one season with my wife. I'm loving the show on Netflix. It's called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, and it's absolutely amazing.
I love it, too.
There's only 8 episodes. Have you seen them all?
I think I did finish the last one last night, yeah.
It is just so incredible. She just makes me want to just relax. And I love when she enters the room. She's like, hi!
She's so cute.
I'm like, how are you always so happy? I need that positive energy. And they're saying because of the show, if you're looking for deals, go to thrift shops because everybody's getting rid of their old stuff. They're decluttering. And she shows you really easy ways. She breaks it down too. If you don't know where to start, she has different patterns. The number one thing she always starts with is clothing. And it's crazy to see this, Alex. I know you've watched it. They'll go and they'll take every piece of clothing and throw it on the bed or on the floor somewhere. And you're like, oh my God, I have so much clothing, so much stuff.
Yeah, she wants you to see how much you have, and then she wants you to go one by one, pick up every single article of clothing you have, hold it up, and decide if it still brings you joy or not. And if it doesn't, then you're supposed to thank it and get rid of it. But some of these people, when they pile up their clothes, the piles are like all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah, I just would give up if I saw that pile that big.
That's what would happen to me, I think.
But I've only done like my underwear and my socks and my t-shirt drawer, but it looks incredible already, so I got to go through other stuff.
Yeah, you got to find all the skid marks underwear and get rid of those.
And I was like, thank you for your service. Let's talk to Audrey. Hey, what are you into this week here on the Joe and Alex Show?
I'm into this app called Down Dog. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of it.
But no.
It's like a yoga app, and you can do yoga in your own house. And there's also an instructor that you see the video of her, and she does the poses with you, and then she teaches you. She'll guide you through it. You don't have to watch her if you don't want to, if you're already good enough, but you can start from beginner and go all the way to intermediate and professional.
Oh, I love that. And you know what? The best thing you said right there was free.
Well, it's not all free. I mean, you can still purchase on it to get further in the app, but you don't have to purchase on it, which is what I love about it.
Audrey, can you touch your toes?
Yeah, I actually can. Yeah.
Okay. That's my goal, honestly, through yoga and stuff, just to touch my toes. Like, to have to quit asking Alex or Porkchop to actually tie my shoes for me?
Yeah, I don't like doing that anymore. Please stop.
Well, it's just my shoes. Calm down. Audrey, thank you. We appreciate it. You can let us know what you're into. If you couldn't get through on the phones, just give us a tweet, at Joe and Alex Show.
Coming up next in the garbage, this artist is suing her dad. What role Mac Miller might have at the Grammys. And this actor revealed to Dr. Phil that he suffers from an unusual addiction.